Well, everybody, welcome to 633. Praise the Lord. We have
Praise the
today.
Lord.
All right, I'll open a prayer, please. Everybody do a USP, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus, thank you.
In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Cleansing me of all unrighteousness.
For cleansing me of all unrighteousness.
For 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
I'll pray now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We bless this meeting today. We can get together and worship you, Lord. It's not about us, but it's about you, Lord. So lead us and guide us everything we're supposed to do. As everybody's working on challenges that the enemy's attacking them with, lead us, guys, how to overcome every challenge in Jesus' name. And as we do it with joy. And we're a light to the rest of the world. And they say, how come? And then we explain about our Jesus. And more people get saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll give you a synopsis of Annie's wedding morning that we weren't supposed to be awake that early. We set our alarm so we could sleep in after getting in so late that night. And the Lord woke me up and said, get up right now and look at your phone. And then it was Annie. Are you guys awake? So I called her. I said, yeah, we're awake. And she had a prayer request, and so prayed with her, and make sure everything would work out right, and which she knew it would, but it was just nice to have some prayer support. And that morning, to make a long story short, some things that she had been praying for many, many, many years, God answered her prayers that morning, and it was so precious that to me it was like a spiritual wedding gift from her Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Get description, Annie?
Yeah, and we got to have breakfast together, which was unexpected.
That's where I was going.
Oh, here's the thing. I had said to her in the hotel, you know, it's very busy in the morning, so it's best to pre-order your breakfast the night before, and then it's delivered. Because a lot of times when you get up, everybody else is getting up, and then it might take an hour or two for them to get to you, but you're on a timeline as the bride. So, of course, as brides are going and doing things, and we're pre-ordering our breakfast, and the Lord says, order extra.
Order third breakfast.
Okay. Or order extra. Well, and we thought it was just going to be three of us, but we remembered that they had very, very generous portions. So it ended up, she couldn't get breakfast. Her mom couldn't get breakfast. They said it was going to take like 2 hours. And I said, well, breakfast just arrived in our room and we could share. So we got to eat with the bride and the mother of the bride. I have leftovers for the father of the bride. Yeah. So, you know, the loaves and the fishes, that's what God did. He blessed all this food. It's not allowed for a bride to pass out because of lack of food at their wedding they didn't have breakfast, okay? So God provided. Thank you, Jesus, right?
I agree. I give my prophetic wife. She heard, order extra.
Yeah, and okay. he didn't buck it. He's like, there's only two of us. And the refrigerator does not have room because they have all these bottles of stuff that you could buy that we didn't want to buy. There's no room to put extra food in there. It's not like a normal fridge. So we would, if we ordered room service, it would only be a tiny bit so we could eat that meal and not have leftovers. So when we knew that God had something in mind when he said, yeah, order extra, mm-hmm, you know. So thank the Lord for provision. Hey, Tony and Beth and Denise.
Hey, guys, welcome.
And
thank you.
Curly and
Mary Helen
and Pastor Michael and Gwen. And we were chatting previously with Peter and Frida and Sharon Crane and Susan and Annie. So glad to see all of you that could join us. And I'm sure Tony must be around there somewhere. Your other half. We love you both. Good. Now we can see you, Tony. Hi. Thanks, Beth. Wonderful to see you guys. All right. And Tony and Beth, you didn't get to do communion the other day because you had a challenge. Do you want to do communion tonight or pass that to someone else?
Oh, we'll do it tonight.
Okay.
Oh, hooray. Yeah. Yay. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Okay. So let's go to worship. I'm going to mute everybody.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, hit the bottom, hit the ground. Ooh, you're not alone. Just take a breath, don't forget. Hang on to his promises. He wants you to know you're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going to.
You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God.
Okay, praise the Lord. I feel like that second song, I think it's exceptionally beautiful, very appropriate. A lot of people too anxious. They said they have to be still in front of the Lord in Jesus' name. Okay. So the last couple weeks we worked on getting strife out of our lives. And that was so, so important. And the anointing, of course, was very thick and strong during the sessions last time. And one thing we always must remember is that forgiveness is not an option. And a lot of people justify it. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Maybe I don't. But I do know what they did to Jesus. And he forgave them all, and we're supposed to model him. Okay. So forgive and release blockages to your prayers. So unforgiveness will stop God removing in your life. It's not my rule, it's his rule. So let's go to Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Forgiving from your heart will release blockages to your prayers. 14, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, we often relate back to when Pastor Karen and I ran the healing rooms, and we prayed for 25,000 people over 10 years. Many, many success stories. Very exciting time. I can seriously say 90% of them were bitterness and unforgiveness for the challenges we had to get rid of. And I'm sorry for the challenge people go through. I realize they're horrible. Some very bad things have happened to every one of us. But we have to forgive. Okay, let's go to number two, Matthew 13, 18 to 30, the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower teaches how to sow good seed to reap good. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. Okay. Now, we all know that as you sow, you reap. If you sow unforgiveness, you'll be challenged to reap unforgiveness. Okay. We must sow forgiveness at all times. And that helps us stay in the fruit of the Spirit. When you've forgiven somebody, you can stay in God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. As we stay in that, our ability to operate like Jesus is stronger. If we allow Satan to pull us out of that into anger, into unforgiveness, and anything that's ill against anybody, then we have challenges because then the devil is allowed to attack us. Okay. Now, number three, forgiven, you shall be forgiven. Luke 6, 37. Okay. Mark 11, 25. This is the most famous verse that we use in the Bible for this healing schools and school of dominion. Forgive others, your heavenly Father may forgive you. Now, if you remember, Mark 11, 24 is that your prayers are answered and you receive them. But forgive others, other heavenly may forgive you. Mark 11, 26, but if you do not forgive, neither your Father forgive you. Is there anybody here who does not want forgiveness for the problems and challenges they have in their life? The mistakes we've made? Didn't see a single hand go up. Okay. We all want to be forgiven. Well, if we sow forgiveness, we reap forgiveness. When God has forgiven us, we must forgive everybody else, no matter what they have done to you. Okay. I was reading a story about a lady who was a survivor in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And one day at a Christian revival, she meets one of the guards in the prison camp. And all the bitterness and anger and hatred came up inside of her. And the Lord told her she had to forgive him. And she battled back and forth for a season on this. And finally, she walked up and forgave him. And he shook his hand and he didn't know who she was. He says, God has forgiven me for all my sins. I'm so grateful. And she realized he was a changed man because he had accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. But although he was part of the arguably one of the worst groups of people that ever been on the face of this earth, she was able to forgive him. And in doing so, she herself was blessed. Now, always remember this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Okay. I tell the story. I was small growing up, and I was constantly bullied. I remember one time the bullies put me into a manhole cover and put the lid on top. I was down there for I don't know how long, you know. They didn't care if I forgave them or not. But if I held on to bitterness and anger over that incident, it would cause challenges to me. So I was able to forgive them. And another bully that I saw later on, I'd walk up, shake his hand, and wish him well. Now, I don't want him as my friend. You know, I have no desire to do anything with this person, but I had no animosity in my heart when I saw him. And made me feel really good because I was able to walk in forgiveness for this person. Okay. So number six, therefore, sow forgiveness and reap forgiveness. Number seven, do not sow unforgiveness, so you will not reap unforgiveness. And many people that I could think of in my past who would not forgive, lived very challenging lives. And the more they held on to that unforgiveness, the worse they got physically in a lot of areas, okay? Now, B, the consequences of unforgiveness, okay? Sin hinders prayer. You look at the verses there, 1 Peter 3:7, Colossians 3:19. But unforgiveness is a sin, okay? If it wasn't, then God wouldn't hold unforgiveness away from you for you not forgiving, you know? Prayers are not answered if your heart condemns you, okay? We all pray our prayers expecting to get them answered. I think every one of my prayers can be answered. I believe in my heart that every one of my prayers will be answered. But if I have unforgiveness in my heart, then my prayer will not be answered. So, especially when I'm praying for like the People to Overcomers group here, all right? I believe if you come to Pastor Karen for prayer, you want our prayers answered, wouldn't you? So we have to walk in forgiveness at all times. And it's not easy. We get a lot of challenging attacks to us, but we always stop and we forgive. We forgive from our heart. And in doing so, then our prayers are answered. And many of you have had miracles happen because of prayers. It's not because we are the miracle workers. We are the vessel. But in order to be a vessel, we must be completely clean of unforgiveness. Now, maybe you know that I'm a military buff person, and you wouldn't take a dirty gun into war because it wouldn't shoot right. Okay? It has to be clean. Well, our prayers, to come out properly, our hearts must be clean of any unforgiveness.
Okay? Well, we're not shooting anybody, but we are getting rid of the devil.
That's an analogy here. It's not, you know.
Amen.
I'm not saying anybody should pick up a rifle. I didn't say that.
I know. But, we're just clarifying.
Okay.
That we are peace lovers.
Oh, yes. We're peace lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so for their own private lives as well, you've probably seen many praise reports when you have forgiven and you saw your prayers working better for yourself and when you pray for others. Most people don't realize that the key to every challenge in our life is probably unforgiveness. The second one is fear. So we're going to revisit these topics over and over. Why? Because we're going to go to a deeper and deeper level each time. It doesn't matter how much you know of the word or have heard the topics over and over. If you're still having challenges in your life, It means that you have not gotten to the level of getting to all the roots. And so we want to get the roots of unforgiveness out, or self-unforgiveness. And we want to dig deeper than we ever have tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit is opening up the eyes of the understanding of each person in here and listening to this teaching, to give you revelation of what you are unaware of in areas that you didn't even realize that you had some unforgiveness. Maybe some people cope because they can't face it. It goes in a back file in their mind in an archive where it's buried. Or they didn't realize that they had unforgiveness. They thought they prayed the prayer, but still had some hurts in their spiritual heart, or wounds of their spiritual heart, which made their heart maybe broken, or disappointed. Or there's a lot of things that can affect our spiritual heart because of unforgiveness without realizing it. And maybe they did part one of forgiveness, but not part two and the rest of the part. So we're going to really visit this to help you with every level of forgiveness so that you can discover what it may be that you haven't discovered yet, or to a deeper level. Just like when you go in a diamond mine, there's the bigger diamonds are deeper and deeper. And so we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to get out whatever splinter of unforgiveness might still be lodged, so that it won't get challenges of infection or, have some kind of sepsis that goes throughout someone's whole being spiritually because of it. And so we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to show each and every one of us every single area that we're still having a challenge in. What was the door of unforgiveness that opened that up that we were not aware of? Because if you were aware, you would have dealt with it and you wouldn't have that challenge anymore. And you would see the results of your affirmations. When you do hundreds and thousands of affirmations with no results, the reason that you don't see any results is because of blockages. And the majority of time, the blockages are unforgiveness. And so we're going to discover those sins so we could break curses on them. Or if you broke curses on them, you are now able to repent, renounce, and break, and then get set free of whatever that challenge is. Okay. So we love you enough to keep digging and go deeper till we find it all. Okay. So this is why we are reviewing and implementing and putting into practice in a greater level so that we could get greater results. Okay.
Okay. Number four, if your heart condemns you, your prayers are not answered, and unforgiveness brings tormentors. Now, Pastor Carrie, I knew a lady, and she was a lovely lady. She came to our healing room, and yes, I have permission to tell this story. She was challenged to be so feeble, she had to put a filing cabinet next to her bed so she could climb up and use the handles to get out of bed. In kind of conversations, we found out that when she was 19 and she's like 60-something now, so it's been almost 40 years, not quite 40 years. She was raped, and rape's a horrible thing. And she got pregnant in a rape, and she had an abortion. And she felt so bad about that, and it just tormented and tormented and tormented her. She was so weak, we had to actually help almost carry her downstairs into the room for the prayer. And we led her prayer to forgive the person that did it, and to forgive herself, and to forgive God, because she felt that God had let her down. That's one of those beautiful moments you ever saw. She ran up the stairs. She was completely healed and restored. And when Pastor Karen and I saw her in a store about 2 weeks later, she looked 15 years younger. All because of unforgiveness. Now, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what anybody's done to you. And my favorite analogy is Pastor Fred. I mean, this guy was one of the leaders of the Crips, and he's received his complete and total forgiveness. He walks in total forgiveness. He knows that what he did was wrong, but he's received his forgiveness. If he can receive his forgiveness and forgive everybody who did everything to him, as he was growing up in his challenges, being one of the gang members, we can certainly all walk in forgiveness. Would you agree with me on that?
Amen.
Okay. Number six, unforgiveness can result in being kicked out of the church and away from God's protective covering into the devil's realm. Pastor Karen, you want to talk about it?
Okay, so when someone is so challenged to not want to forgive, and they are holding on to that sin, and it's causing strife, they're continuing to do sin and be a strife maker and do things that cause other people to sin. And when the leadership and pastors confront that person, you're supposed to go to the pastor with the person that they're having strife with, and they choose not to forgive. They choose not to resolve it. Then the pastors go to the person and try to help to reconcile them to God, help them to learn how to be repentant and how to follow what the scriptures say. But when they refuse, that means that they're not wanting to be in compliance with God's commands. Then what happens is some churches will ask them to leave because they've caused so much pain and suffering to other people and continue doing it, that you can't have that kind of person attacking church members and not want to change their ways. So, and then God will release his protective covering over this person who's rebellious against his word. And when we have no protective covering, that's not good. So that person has no protection from the devil attacking them. And that's a very serious, serious sin of someone who is basically turning their back on God and God's word. So we need to pray and intercede for people who are like that, because at that point, everyone tried to get through to the person, tried to minister to them over and over and over, and finally realized that their heart was hardened to the gospel and the Lord. And so we just need to intercede in tongues and ask the Holy Spirit to use us when we don't know how to pray anymore, because we prayed everything we knew how to pray and it didn't work, to use us to pray in tongues for that person and have God, you know, ask to have mercy and grace so that the Lord could hopefully get through to them and bring them back. Okay. So that's where number seven says, in 1 Corinthians 5:5, unforgiveness can cause the person to be turned over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. That means that the spirit of death can attack that person because they're not in the life of God and they're in dangerous territory. And that's why we have to intercede for them. Okay.
Okay, praise the Lord. So, the godly benefits of forgiveness. If you confess your known sins, God forgives you of all sins. I think we all want to be forgiven of all of our sins. In fact, we all CRB or do unaware sins. So, if we get our unaware sins, we got to walk in forgiveness too. Okay? Forgiveness restores relationships. If your brother sins against you, go and rebuke him in private. You listen, you've won a brother. That's the Holman version, okay? Many people are dealing with family challenges because some small thing has been allowed to fester for years and years and years, you know? And when you hear somebody, they finally forgiven the person or asked the person for forgiveness and rebuilt the relationship, it often comes back even stronger than it was before. Okay. Now, how many times should you forgive? Forgive as many, 7 times 7, and your debts will be forgiven. Now, I was talking to a professor of math who was also a leader of a church. He explained to me the proper, this thing does not mean 490 times. It's 70 times 70 times 70 times 70, 7 times. And it's almost infinity. The bottom line, it's almost infinity. You really cannot reach that number. And of course, that's every day. So no matter how many times they do it, we must walk in forgiveness at all times. Okay. When forgiven, you must then forgive others from your heart. Now, that's a very key point that came out of the healing room or healing school, excuse me, that we learned. When you say, I forgive you from my heart, it adds something to forgiveness. It's like, you know, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. You forgive them from your heart, which just helps release any unforgiveness in your system at all. Okay. And forgiveness is a prerequisite to healing. Again, unforgiveness is a root cause of almost every challenge, physical challenge we know people dealing with somewhere. And a lot of times we have to work a long time to get to the root of it.
And not just physical challenges, any challenge in your life.
True. Mm-hmm. True. But they said healing here, too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes something happens when they were a child, and sometimes they didn't even remember it. But because they haven't probably forgiven for it, it's deep buried in their system, and it causes problems later on, okay? Now, number 6, receiving forgiveness gets you healed, like when Jesus forgave the paralytic of his sins. Remember, your sins are forgiven. And then he said, get up and walk. It's like that was the prerequisite for mm-hmm. him getting his healing. Mm-hmm. It had to be done that way. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus did that in order, forgiving the paralytic of his sins, forgiving him, then he got healed. And number 7, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Remember on the cross, he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He wasn't just talking about the Jews and the Romans. He was talking about us at that point in time.
As well.
Mm-hmm. He was forgiving us for everything because he knew our challenges were going forward. And he knew that in 2023, that we would be challenged in some way. And he forgave us 2023 years ago or so, whatever the exact date is, they're not really sure. But mm-hmm. the bottom line is, we are forgiven. We must walk in forgiveness toward everybody in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, so this outline will be up on the internet soon. And here's a forgiveness prayer. So it says, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way, shape, or form, knowingly or unknowingly by omission or commission, and every person who has participated in any of my sin or sins, or caused me to sin or have been affected by sin. In the name of Jesus, I forgive myself of whenever it's necessary to forgive yourself. Or if you don't need to do that, then bypass that and go to this part. In the name of Jesus, I forgive, and you name the person or persons from my heart. If you can't remember their names because it was a long time ago, but God brought a picture to your memory, say that person who did blah, blah, blah from my heart, you know, describe them. Here's an example, hurting me, offending me, abandoning me, what was said about me, whatever it was, forgive them for it. If when you are saying these things, I forgive so-and-so of hurting me and offending me because they called me a blah, 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 and you feel angry right then when you're saying it, go back to this line and say, and I also repent of in the name of Jesus, I forgive so-and-so from my heart for hurting me because of and it makes me angry. That this has caused me to be angry about it. You need to also repent of that sin of anger. Okay. Then go back and do the repentance prayer of anger. You might want to get a paper and pen down. As you're doing this forgiveness, you will see sins maybe you haven't repented of, because some people, when they get to this line, then the Holy Spirit will start showing you feelings that are coming up in your chest and in your mind of things of resentment, bitterness, feeling abandoned or rejected or demeaned or embarrassed by them. Now you have to go list it. And after you forgive these people for doing those things to you, you need to go back and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of being angry at so-and-so because they hurt me. I also repent of resentment and bitterness because they embarrass me and demean me. Now start detailing in your repentance. And then you're going to get set free of those things and get cleansed of those things as well. So it's important that as you're doing this forgiveness prayer, to start analyzing if there are things that you didn't realize you had to repent of that are connected to, like a dominoes in a line connected to each other, and another domino, or another link of another sin that you didn't realize that was in addition to the general, I forgive so-and-so from my heart. That's a great prayer, but if you're still having challenges, what specifics do you have to forgive them for as well? That is important too. Then you continue saying, and I bless myself, if you have to forgive yourself, bless him or her or them, to bless them with whatever you want. Walk in love, joy, peace, patience, forgiven, not become offended anymore, or not be offensive to anyone else if they're an offender, or not cause strife anymore, or say you don't know what to bless them with. I bless them to grow closer to God, and the ministers of God can help them. You know, there's something you can do, or if you don't know if they're saved, I bless them for someone to minister salvation to them. I bless their family. I bless them to have good things in life, even though they did bad things to me. I'm going to do the opposite, because that's what love is. Okay. So that's an example. I also have a recommendation to sing this song, I Love You With the Love of the Lord, 3 times that we learned in healing school. And then you can sing it to yourself if you need to forgive yourself, for example. I love me with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love me with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King. And I love me with the love of the Lord. This needs to be corrected, this song. The lyrics are a little challenged. I will fix them. But that's how the song goes. And then if you have to forgive someone else, then sing to them. You could say in the first line their name. I love so-and-so with the love of the Lord. And I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. I'll fix that for you before it gets on the internet. That was some typo errors. Anyway, if someone has abused you, you cannot have a relationship with them unless you know that they have turned their life around and are cleansed and no longer doing that. But it's probably best not to until you're for sure of that. But once you release this, you don't have to intercede for them anymore. Let God take care of them, because you want to move forward and close that chapter in your life. But you do want to not hate them, not have resentment, not, have any negative feelings towards them. So you release it to close the chapter and move on and not think about it anymore. That's why it's very important. Memories of offense when those memories come to you and it's being in a rewinded video version over and over and over, replaying and replaying in your head, those are demons bringing that back. Don't give in to it. Say, I choose not to think about that. I have forgiven the person. I'm moving on, and I'm going to think about the things that are good, that are lovely, of true and good report. Think of something that God did beautifully things for you instead of that, and start singing to the Lord. Start worshiping God with your favorite worship song. Get your mind off of it. Change the channel in your mind. Those thoughts, change your thought to something else on purpose. Start speaking in tongues. And don't give in to the memories of offense, the memories of unforgiveness. Okay, that's very important. And forgive yourself. See yourself as a changed person, not the person that you don't like, but the person that you know God made you to be and are becoming. Okay, so I hope this helps you. And be blessed in digging deeper for any unforgiveness that could have been a roadblock for you. Okay? Okay, you all should be able to unmute yourselves.
That was excellent.
Oh, good. I'm glad that helped. What were some things that were key points to help you?
The two stories. The stories about the woman who saw the guy from the concentration camp, that one. And then the one about the, I remember that lady running up the stairs. I didn't know that was what it was.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Yeah, that was amazing. And she wasn't able to drive for years. She had to use a walker, and she had to be helped down the stairs by two people, one on either side. She couldn't get out of bed, like Pastor James said, to go to the bathroom. They put the filing cabinet by her. So it was a locked filing cabinet. They locked it, and she used the handles of the drawers to pull herself out of bed so she can get to her walker. And when I saw her 2 weeks later, she was in the store by herself driving with no walker.
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. Transformation. Yeah. Just like the story in the Bible, the paralytic, Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, get up and walk. That's what happened to her. It was like literal biblical experience that we were seeing in front of our eyes. It was like so beautiful. Not realize, nobody knew her story. She was like a clam. She'd come into the healing rooms, wanting prayer. There was no change. We're like, what is going on? And then finally the Holy Spirit told Pastor James, it's unforgiveness. And we pray before we minister to each person, and the Lord had shown him that prayer and prayed for each person before we do that. And the Lord gave it to her memory, and she started to cry, and she just knew what it was.
I said, I'm getting the word of forgiveness. And she looked at me, and it's almost like it just came right to her. You see it on her face, and a tear started rolling down her cheek. It was just one of those beautiful things.
Yeah.
So forth.
A release.
Great. Nick, go ahead.
Hi, y'all. I have two points that I think were really helpful tonight. Firstly, the reminder, because I've caught myself in, I had an instance recently with someone at work where I had to forgive the person multiple times. And the moments of while I'm trying to forgive, it replaying and having to go back and pause and wait a second and then go back and confess the sin of anger, whatever it may be. So that was good to hear, because I had kind of been doing that on myself, on my own. So it's good to hear that that's a part of it. And then your quote was talking about forgiveness is the gift you give yourself.
Yeah,
that's really impactful. So I'll be working on forgiveness.
Amen. Well, you're doing a good job. Yeah. And I love that when Apostle Joshua and Pastor Sarah shared that forgiveness gift we give ourselves. It's so true, a good truism, right?
No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, let me give you one more. This was decades ago, back in the Midwest. A pastor, his daughter went on a date, and the man killed her that took her on a date. And he went to prison. While he was in prison, he got saved. He wrote the pastor apologizing and asking for forgiveness. The pastor forgave him, started writing back. And however long after he got out of jail, when he got married, that pastor performed the marriage ceremony.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's an act of forgiveness, you know, and mm-hmm. true forgiveness, you know.
Amen.
Praise Lord.
Okay, well, one last comment from anybody? Want to share something that helped you or blessed you? Peter.
Yes, just a few weeks ago, I thought about something that happened to me, probably between 45 and 50 years ago. Someone hurt me, damaged me in a way. And I had forgiven them, but the thought of it came back to me and I realized I had to forgive them all over again. So I forgave them from my heart and had complete release. Thank you, God.
And that's true. Sometimes we have to do it multiple times, you know. Okay, great. Well, Tony and Beth offered to do community. Oh, Shannon, go ahead. I see your hand up.
I just thought I would share something maybe about that on forgiveness, something that I noticed that I found myself getting offended in a situation. Like I read a text and I was mad at the person for a moment. I was trying to regroup. And when I read the text, I got offended by the text. Like I thought they were making a rude comment or just doing the same kind of behaviors that they do in the past. And so later on, after I worked through it and prayed a lot and tried to have unforgiveness, I reread the text. And when I reread the text, I was like, oh, this is a different text to me. Like, it kind of fooled me to be offended, if that makes sense. Like when I reread it, I was like, oh, they weren't saying that. I was just reacting to the way I think they normally are and getting offended over the situation. So it was like the moment I calmed down and regrouped and stayed in prayer and like, you know, forgiveness. But can you imagine if I didn't reread the text and then look at it in a different way and was offended over and over again?
Sure.
So it was like I was able to see clearer. It was like the enemy, this is what I feel like the enemy was like getting, you know, try to get you revved up and be offended with the things that you normally do in the past. Well, I don't know.
You. Thank you for sharing that. Very important point. Thank you for sharing that to make people be to observe that now. Thanks for sharing. Maria, one last quick comment before we do communion.
I just have a quick question. I thought when we forgave somebody, we forgive them once. Like, for example, I forgive them once. And for me, if I think of, if it comes back to my memory, I repent that as a sin. But forgiving them, I thought we only do that once from our heart.
Well, no, if you have a problem where the memory comes back and it bothers you, then you forgive them again.
Because you got reoffended by the memory.
Yeah. It's a second offense of the same thing.
Right.
Like when the guys bullied me, it took me years of forgiving them because that carried such a pain in me for so many years and years and years. It took me years to get rid of that, where I could walk up and shake that one guy's hand and wish him well.
And there are many roots when you look at the bottom of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at what other area of forgiveness you have to forgive them. You may have forgiven them for the initial thing, but what other underlying things do you might need to still forgive them for that you didn't realize were connected to it? Like you forgive them for saying something that was offensive. That was the initial one. But now you're getting mad again. You may not realize it. Ask the Holy Spirit why, and you're getting upset about it. So now you have to repent for being upset that it actually happened. That's a second forgiveness of the same event with the person, but it's a different forgiveness. And then you ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything else? Oh, yeah, they said it in front of other people, so you were embarrassed. Oh, I didn't realize I didn't repent of being embarrassed. Now I forgive them for embarrassing me when they said that. Do you see how there's different domino for links?
Yeah, different. Yeah, I understand that part. Right. With me, I think of the same situation over and over. So I've been repenting of the sin of that memory.
You can you repent of letting the memory affect you as well.
Right.
And repent of allowing the memory to come back.
Yes.
And repent of not changing the thought to a good thought and ignoring the memory.
Okay, okay.
You can also do that would help.
Okay.
Very good point. Thanks, Maria. Okay, so Tony and Beth, are you ready to do communion for us?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Go ahead. Pastor James, do you want to lead everyone in a USP first?
Let's do that first. So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus. I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
And the night before Jesus was crucified, he met with his disciples. He took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat as often as you can in remembrance of me." So we take the broken body of Jesus in the form of a wafer, and we do this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree and receive in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus' name.
Body broken for me, and I believe and I receive your body, your flesh, which is the bread of life, and my healing now. Thank you, Lord.
After that, he took the cup, poured wine, blessed it, and said to his disciples, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you can." So we take this precious blood of Jesus, we take it now and remember what Jesus did for us. And we pray that we'll continue to take communion and thank Jesus for what he did for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Receive and believe.
We may receive, for we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Blood, as I protect. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, everybody. And this concludes our Overcomers Club service. And Peter and Sharon Crane will be staying on to do after service prayer. So everyone can sign off that don't want prayer. We love you. Have a very good rest of your week. And we expect wonderful praise reports next week of what God is doing in your hearts and giving you more breakthroughs. If there are any other areas of unforgiveness or using you to minister to someone about forgiving in a deeper way. Amen. Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Night.
Love
you.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a good week. Have a good week, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye now.
Amen. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Margie, do you want after service prayer?
It's okay.
Margie, are you still there?
You want to pray or you wonder what you want
no,
to do?
No, I wanted to talk to.
Do you want after service prayer, Beth?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you Sunday service.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording.